Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. And I'm delighted to have John Healy, GM of the Software Defined Networking Division from Intel, with us today. Welcome, John.
Hey, good to be here again.
And welcome back to Chip Chat. This is your fifth episode on the program. So thanks for being such a frequent flyer with us.
Sure.
Theme seems to be 5G this year. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, in a big way, it is the grand event for, I think, networking and comms, networking in particular. And the buzz here is everything from IoT and 5G. They're the two big themes, which isn't surprising. I think the industry has been on this mission to all things connected for some time. For us, it's very exciting because the mission we've been on for some time now, too, has been to enable the networks to transform and to grow and to adapt. With concepts like virtualization and software-defined everything, networking being one part of that, to enable an infrastructure that really provides the flexibility and agility and support for all these next-generation services that are now demanded by the Internet of Things and the path toward 5G. So the big theme that I'm seeing in Mobile World Congress 16 is that the industry has really moved itself forward on the implementations and the beginnings of the deployments of that infrastructure on a path to the fulfillment of 5G.
We've been talking for the last few years on if it's possible to drive virtualized network deployment. And now it seems like the mindset is we're assuming that that capability is going to exist. And now what comes next?
Last year in 15, there were proofs of deployment. There were deployments, there were more than POCs, there were actual implementations. This year, there are a breadth of implementations from virtual EPCs, virtual CPEs, if you want to flick the acronym around. We've seen the emergence of the MANO layer, the management and orchestration layer, and all the value that understanding a platform's assets and capabilities can provide. And then all across the 5G arena, you know, from different forms of IoT support, whether it's massive MIMO or narrowband IoT, lots of really interesting ideas now and technologies that have come to bear. And it's not a case of if you can do these things, it's you can do them now. How do you deploy them?
Now, what's interesting to me, and we had a lot of conversations yesterday with a number of partners that are delivering solutions to the market, it's all based on industry standard and open source development. There's been a couple of announcements in the past months about some advancements in open source space. Most notably, probably my favorite code name ever, which is FIDO. So why don't you tell me a little bit about FIDO and what that's all about?
Yeah, so this is a new Linux Foundation open source project. We've been involved in it from the very beginning. We're founding members with Cisco and Ericsson and a whole plethora of others in the industry. And really the goal is to create an open source, high performance data plane or high performance packet processing offering. And so it's built around code, the VPP code that Cisco had, heavily leveraging the acceleration and performance enhancements of DPDK from our side. It really starts to create this more ruggedized high performance packet processing foundation. That's a key requirement for next generation software based networking platforms. It continues a journey that the industry has been on now for the last number of years in looking to take more and more advantage of what open source provides from a community innovation perspective. Scale innovation through partner base, build solutions that are interoperable through developer communities, and create scale for the industry as a consequence. It's the next stage in a journey to creating what I call the NFV platform or NFVIs, NFV infrastructure. And that's about really ensuring that the platforms themselves have the ability to perform in a way that's going to be appropriate and suitable and scalable for the network deployments. So that's phase number one, and that's become known as FIDO in the industry, the FDIO, because it's a fast data plane and IO. The other interesting one is the emergence of a management and orchestration layer and the need for a community of practice and a community of support around the generation of management and orchestration. Now, if you think of the network operator's job when you're putting together virtualized functions to run a network, you can place those virtual functions on the various platforms that exist in your network. If you place them in a manner that has little to no understanding of the underlying platform's assets, you're just putting them wherever you think there's capacity.
Right.
You can do so much more if you understand what exists within those platforms. So orchestration looks to understand the platform's assets, where you have various levels of support, like acceleration support or specific types of latency support or different types of offload support and everything in between. And if you understand those assets and where they reside, you can then match them, marry them to the needs of the virtual function. Mm-hmm. So this concept of enhanced platform awareness enables that to occur. What Mano is doing, and the OSM, open source Mano project specifically, that has just been launched, is to look to see how you do that in a way that can marry the policy that's required, the service levels that you want it to enable, the policing of those policies to ensure they're being adhered to, and the matching of where you place those virtual functions relative to your understanding of the assets within the network. Again, an open source project which will allow a community of innovators to come together to both expand it, to make it more extensible, and add more and more feature and functionality to it. So now if you think about the solution stack, we have FDIO down mm-hmm. in the platform, and now the incremental stages of the orchestration, which sits above that, to manage the implementation of those virtual functions. So we're really starting to see how open source has really captured the industry, and is starting to build out the level of support required, and the communities required around these different layers within the stack. And then you consider OPN V as another open mm-hmm. source, you know, midstream project to do integration of these different efforts into an overall NFV-oriented, open source-oriented stack. We're starting to really see the solutions start to come to market and take advantage of all the benefit that an open source approach can provide.
What is Intel doing to provide platform telemetry data up into the orchestrator to make that happen?
So right from the very outset, we started a project called ONP, an mm-hmm. Open Network Platform. And the Open Network Platform is a reference architecture that brings together the innovations we make in the hardware and the software, and it also integrates the downstream open source components that we're providing into these different projects. Now, down inside the platform, then, we expose the assets that exist. So through EPA, we've been working very closely with the OpenStack project to expose assets and the understanding of those. We're also working on the information modeling and data modeling that's required to understand how a virtual function will need to perform and behave within the platform, and then expose those assets up through various layers so they become consumable and usable by the orchestration layers. So our work within something like OSM will be to ensure that that level of understanding and platform attributes become exposed and can be taken advantage of by the orchestration layer.
How do you ensure that that type of content and that type of code is not forked off as a telco-only version of OpenStack, and it's integrated into an open source orchestrator?
Yeah, the really significant requirement within the project is to ensure that rather than creating variants and forks, as you just say, that are specific to different markets, that we're enhancing the overall project mm-hmm. so that it becomes capable of supporting the needs for one that might be the most demanding, like comm service providers, you know, from a 5.9, 6.9 carrier grade perspective. Ensuring that we're enhancing and working across the community to develop, say, OpenStack as an example, to be capable of supporting that because there's utility in other market areas. So the superset can be what's required for comms, and then some subsets of those efforts, attributes are appropriate then to more enterprise-centered, in some cases cloud-centered kinds of applications.
Always exciting to talk to you. The amount of industry innovation in this space is both robust and pervasive.
Yeah.
Final question for you. If folks want to find out more about the technologies you've talked about today, where would you send them for more information?
They'll get more information on our Network Builder site, networkbuilders.intel.com. A lot of good collateral there around our learnings and the blueprints that we're deriving from the initial deployments and our experiences with helping our customer base and partner base to implement them.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for being on the program today.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.